Let me tell you a story. It's a few months ago, and I'm locked away in my bedroom at home, and I'm about to do something on my phone, which is really naughty. I'm downloading TikTok, and I'm not coping, but I'm doing it for this purposeful reason. I've never really used TikTok before, and I've become the leader of millions of men around the world who actually use this app. And so I kind of need to use it myself to see what we're up against, because so many guys say it's so addictive, and I can imagine it is, but I've never experienced it myself. And so I'm downloading TikTok right now, and it's on my phone now. And I know that the moment I've clicked on the app, the CCP have all my details, but fine. Okay, I click on it, make my account, log in. I just want to use it for a little bit just to see what it's like, just so you know, I can give out better advice on my YouTube videos. And so I start scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. There's some random ones about martial arts and whatever. Then there's like some memes, there's some trend that's happening. And then I get the first little one of this girl dancing. Not too bad. But I scroll, scroll, scroll. It's actually not as bad as everyone said. I thought there'd be like a bunch of like porn or something on there, but it's actually not that, not that bad. I've been on it for maybe about 5 minutes and I want to go off. I get the first thought in my brain that, yep, okay, that's enough. You know, I saw what I needed to see, whatever. I've used TikTok. Okay, it's fine. Let's get off it and delete it. And I don't. I just keep scrolling and more and more and more. And it starts to almost piss me off in my brain as I'm scrolling, thinking, oh, damn, they've got me. I started this as like an experiment, but I'm literally consuming it right now. My brain's telling me to go off, but it's almost like I just c can't stop the scroll. One of them makes me laugh. Just breathe out my nose a little bit. That's like the modern day laugh. And that causes another few scrolls. Now it's been an extra few minutes that to the point that I wanted to get off. And I just so happened to come across like a series of like boring posts. And that gives me almost the mental freedom to quickly like get off the app and almost with a bit of aggression throw my phone to the side. And I'm thinking, damn, you know what? They got me as well. I did this as like a little experiment just to see what it was like. They got me. I think only because I've meditated for years, I was able to get off this moment and instantly delete it and basically never use it again. But there's many guys out there who don't actually have that extra level of self-control or willpower or awareness, and they stay stuck in this content loop every single day. So as I'm uninstalling it from my phone, I'm realizing, you know what? I can actually see why this is causing so many problems, not just in society, not for everyone, not for women. But specifically for men who want to become more masculine, because there's multiple vicious ways that TikTok destroys your masculinity. By the way, bro, you're consuming all of these educational videos, which is awesome. But let's be more serious. There is a war on masculinity, and for us to win this war, we need you to join our gang. I'm welcoming you to the Adonis Gang. Come join your brotherhood by clicking the top link in the description right now and watching that welcome video after you finish watching this one. The first way that TikTok destroys your masculinity is that it gives you easy dopamine. I'm a bro scientist. I'm not like some qualified scientist. So I'm going to explain to you like the bro version of dopamine. Dopamine is the feeling of motivation inside of us. When we feel motivated for something, when we pursue something, that is dopamine. That is motivation. When we overdo those dopamine activities like porn, TikTok, video games, junk food, what it does, it gives us this feeling of satisfaction right now, but it actually lowers the baseline of our motivation and dopamine afterwards. What this means is, imagine if we quantified it, that we had 70 motivation, 70 dopamine, but then we use TikTok, it would go up a little bit to 80. But after we're done using TikTok, the new baseline would be 50, 40, 30. But we use those points, like 30, we use that as motivation to get hard work done. Now you might be thinking, oh, well, you know, motivation's not even important. I just use discipline. Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. But having motivation is nice. Discipline is absolutely fundamental. You need that in life, okay? Discipline is like doing the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it, like when you've got no motivation. You need discipline. But having motivation creates an awesome life, because wouldn't you like to go and do that work? Whilst anyone else needs discipline, if you were motivated to do the work, it would just be way more fun. Yet many of us aren't motivated to do the work because our dopamine receptors, like our capacity for motivation, has been fried, which means that your potential in life is lowered because you're going to do less of that hard work because you just don't feel like it now. To become masculine, one of the most important thing is your work, your mission, that big goal that you're striving for, the mission, the cause, the movements. Maybe you haven't found yours just yet, but you keep hearing how important like purpose and goals and hard work is for men. But when you use something like TikTok, shorts and porn, you fry your dopamine receptors so much that you just don't feel like doing it anymore. And what a cost that is. If you were just 10% more motivated, that would literally be the difference between you living an average life and a successful life. What would I pay to just be 10% more disciplined? Millions. Literally, like a lot of men would happily pay millions for that. Imagine 10% more discipline. That would compound because you'd just be so much more likely to go and do the workout, to go and work on your business, to go and study. And then that would compound even more because, you know, you do it more often. So the results are better. The positive loop feedback loop is better. You're even more motivated. And it's such a powerful compounding effect. And yet we lose 10% of the discipline when we use things like this. The second way that TikTok is destroying your masculinity is that it's over-sexualizing your brain. Now, I disagree with a lot of the talk about like sexualizing and, you know, porn and semen retention and stuff. Like, I believe a man is supposed to be very sexual. I believe a man is supposed to get a lot of sexual thoughts and desires. But it's what he does with that that determines the level of man that he is. The issue with TikTok is that when you get those sexual desires, you will often indulge in it. So, like I said, when I opened it up for the first and only time that I really used TikTok, it could be very easy to stumble upon basically what's softcore porn there with some girls wearing like revealing clothes and dancing in like a sexy way or something. And it'd be very easy to relapse and to masturbate and to spray your seed, like your masculine potential everywhere. It makes you sexualize, but not in the right healthy way. There's like the primal way to sexualize. For example, you go past an attractive woman and you don't stare at her or anything like that, because obviously you don't want to make like the woman feel bad or anything. But you kind of like, you feel that build up of energy inside of you. And if you breathe at the same time, it kind of like enlivens you. And you know, you feel awesome. Most guys would happily admit this. Sometimes when you walk past like a beautiful feminine lady, like you don't even need to speak to her or even look at her much. You just kind of feel alive. Like it's an awesome effect that women have, like feminine women are able to cause this bolt of like of rejuvenating excitement inside of a man. It's very, very nice. But that's not the kind that we're talking here, because the kind of like sexualizing that your brain does when you're addicted to TikTok, it's not like this wholesome thing where, you know, we get the inspiration from a woman so that we can go and conquer our purpose and mission. But it's more of this like dirty gremlin, little goblin style of sexualizing, where you just kind of like, it makes you into like this weird like guy who's just staring, and you know, he's got like beady eyes looking at the woman, looking at her like an object. And you lose a lot of that like mystical enchantment that usually comes with feminine energy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if the words I'm using sound kind of strange to you right now, maybe it's because you've consumed too much of this kind of content. When your brain's like overly sexualized, as it is for many young men who are growing up in this age of like degenerate music videos, degenerate artists, degenerate videos and degenerate movies and degenerate social media, You feel dirty when your brain produces these sexual thoughts instead of enlivened. When a man has like good sexual energy, when he gets this sexual thought, when he gets lust, when he fantasizes, he actually feels really good and positive and loving and wholesome. He feels energetic. When you have this like over-sexualized effect, it makes you feel like a bad person. And think about that, because how many times a day is your brain generating those sexual thoughts? Hundreds, right? And yet you feel shame and in some ways negative hundreds of times because of that, because it's dirtied what should have been this pure energy. We are actually beings of sexual energy. That's a very important part for us of life. And yet we've tainted it now with this degenerate culture. If you found yourself feeling quite shameful, if you found yourself feeling quite negative when it comes to like sexuality, it's because you're conditioning yourself to be like this low status, lonely loser who's looking at women who are monetizing their bodies. So of course you feel bad. And it's such a shame to feel bad 100 times a day because of this. The second way, and quite interestingly, that TikTok makes you less masculine is that it makes you more susceptible to trends. The amount of young guys now who will do whatever the current TikTok trend is very sad. Like, to be masculine and to be like a very strong young man, you should find your own way in life and you should be authentic to yourself, your own desires, and the things that you should be doing for your mission and for your goals. When you're addicted to something like TikTok, you kind of find it hard not to go grow the hair out like those TikTok boys do. Like, whatever guys are popping on TikTok, they're almost creating the trend for a lot of teenagers and young men around the world. And then all those like lower status teenagers and young men are basically just copying the trend and growing their hair in the same way, wearing the same clothes, acting in the same way, using the same memes. What you're actually doing is telling your own primal body, nervous system, and brain, yep, I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. He's the alpha male, I'll copy him. The beta male will always copy the alpha. You're literally conditioning your own brain and telling it, yep, this guy's higher status than me. He's got higher testosterone than me. He attracts more women. I will copy him, but I will never be him. When you have this kind of internal messaging, your body literally produces less testosterone. Again, this is bro science. This isn't like actual science, but I believe that this is how it works. And you probably feel it the same way. Because if you were convinced that you were like that ultimate high status guy, that you were the trendsetter, your body would react as such and make you more powerful. But you convince your body that you are not the trendsetter, that someone else is, and that you should copy them, that they are the powerful person. So is it any wonder then why you walk around and you don't breathe properly and you walk around with shitty posture? Is it any wonder why you've got some symptoms of lower testosterone, why you're struggling now to put on more muscle mass? Before you know it, you're there dressed in like the same fashion sense as these TikTok guys. You've grew your hair out longer and you've never even looked at yourself in the mirror and thought, bro, I don't even fucking like this style. This doesn't even feel like my style at all. I've just been convinced to change up the way that I look, the way that my hair grows, my mannerisms, just because I believe that this will hopefully get me more accepted by other people. We have to also talk about the effect that TikTok is having on our women. Because it's not just about us, but it is always about other people. You see, the damaging effect of like the TikTok trend and the softcore porn and everything, that has a very bad effect on men, doesn't it? But think about the effect that it's having on women. Just think about your sister or your potential like future wife. Think about her experience. She's grown up at this time now where everyone uses this app. And if you don't use it, you're almost like weird. So she downloads it. And instantly it's like she's being conditioned to behave in a certain way that is showing her that, okay, this is how high status people behave. High status women wear revealing clothes and they dance in a sexualized way publicly. This is the message that's going into her brain. And so she's going to be more likely to do that. And the video she posts of her dancing in this like sexy way is going to get more likes and more positive comments. And that's just positive reinforcement. So she's going to be more likely to do that. And she still behaves herself and she, you know, she posts a little wholesome thing of her family, of her dog, of her studies, but they don't get as many likes. She's being conditioned to live in this way. This is like the modern day rat race. It used to be that we were all like, you know, clawing our way through 9-to-5 jobs. And now it's all of us fighting each other, trying to like dance in the most sexy way and to reveal ourselves the most. She's getting damaged because of this. Everyone around her values degeneracy. And if she doesn't do this, if she isn't a degenerate online, well, then she loses some level of this like social status, which is very important for us. And so naturally, this is actually degrading the value of many women because they're showing themselves online. And you know, a guy who actually really wants like a serious relationship naturally doesn't want to date a woman who shows her body off online. Men who don't care and men who are dating a girl just to have like sexual access to her and just to like fuck, they don't care. And they'll think it's kind of nice and hot that she posts like sexy videos. But a man who actually loves a woman and like really wants to be with her long time will not be okay with her posting like any kind of sexual content. Of course not. It's common sense. Many guys cope and many women cope, but like for a serious relationship, that's basically all men's values. So what this means is that she's degrading her value and her ability to then attract this guy who was going to be in a serious relationship with her. And so she's funneling now only the guys who won't take her seriously, which is a path to misery. Women do this because they think it'll get them more social status. but it will only actually attract the guys who didn't want to take them seriously to begin with. And of course, women will look at this and cope. Well, they're very good at coping, and they'll say, like, no, actually, like, I'm just doing it for fun. It's just TikToker. Like, they're doing it for status. Almost everything we do is for status. People, I don't know if they're not intelligent enough or just, like, have enough humility. Everything we do is really for status, the eyes and the judgment of other people. And so she's doing this for status, but she's attracting the wrong people. So what are you going to do? For your actionable step for this video, I'm not even going to ask you to go as far as to, like, delete your TikTok account or anything, because I've spoke to a bunch of young guys who have actually told me that they don't really use any other social media, like, you know, YouTube or anything, or Spotify for podcasts, but that their lives have been improved significantly because of the self-improvement education that they've gotten from TikTok that I've posted there, like, on my TikTok pages. I don't actually consume TikTok, but I've got, like, the pages which post, like, the shorts and stuff from my videos. Awesome. A lot of guys our age, like my age, will think that that's still cringe and think, I know everyone should delete TikTok and stuff. I kind of disagree. Like, you've got to actually see what's happening with the young generation. Like, this is actually the content that most of the people are consuming. And if it is educational content and it's not this huge dopamine with, like, the GTA gameplay at the bottom, then it can actually be really good for you. What I will say is an actionable step, just to see how much of, like, a Jeffrey, like, how much of, like, a bot you are, and just to see how much they've got you by the balls. Just go onto your phone today, see the TikTok app, hold on to it, and just move it to a different part of your phone. Don't delete it. Literally just move it, put it into a folder, move it onto the next screen, and just see what happens. Because you might be surprised to find yourself acting like a brain dead idiot for a few times today and tomorrow, where you'll be just mindlessly using your phone and you'll tap to where TikTok used to be. That's when you know it's like they've actually got you. They've reduced your intelligence so much that you're not even acting consciously anymore. Just give that a try, and it might just be a little bit of a wake-up call for you to think, oh, you know what? I might actually reduce how much I go in there. I might set, like, one of those screen time limits for TikTok. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.